Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going down to Florida. Florida. I like Florida. I like going down there. Beautiful state. Very bad government. Not just a Republican government, but a corrupt government. Some texts have just surfaced from Manatee County. Some texts between a county commissioner and a developer of real estate. It's an upscale county. He develops real estate in gated communities. And this is a county. Now, this is a commissioner. This is an elected official. This is the state texting to a developer saying that DeSantis's, the governor DeSantis's program of locating vaccine centers in very sparsely populated upscale areas will really help his reelection in 2022. Really help his reelection in 2022. Don't put him in Miami, you know, don't put him somewhere where there are a lot of people who need vaccines. Put him near gated communities in upscale counties that will really help his reelection in 2022. Now, first of all, DeSantis has done this. And if you can prove that he did it to help his reelection, that's a felony. The fact that a county commissioner and a developer text by itself is not evidence that DeSantis was in on it, but he did the deed. He did the deed, and they are correct. That is going to be the result, because DeSantis is not going to get a ton of votes in high Democratic areas that don't have vaccine centers, even if he put in vaccine centers. But he will get high contributions and obviously overwhelming votes in areas where he does put them, because he was going to anyway. This is the base of the Republican Party. But you know something? For a governor to decide where life-saving medicine goes based on the geographic and political composition of the area is not just a felony. It's immoral. It's wrong. A good governor in good faith would distribute the vaccine to human beings without regard to politics and whatever stash they had of the vaccine, you know, X doses per 10,000 people. It doesn't matter who the 10,000 people are. It doesn't matter who they are. They could be in Southern Florida, Northern Florida, Western, Eastern, Republican, Democratic. Doesn't matter the ethnic composition. Doesn't matter any of that. They're human beings. They need vaccine in their arms so they don't get COVID. And by the way, so it doesn't spread. But that's not what he's doing. You've seen the videos, spring break. Texas is one area, but Florida is probably the magnet for spring break, certainly for anybody east of the Mississippi. That's where they go. College kids, all kinds of people hanging out on the beach, hanging out on the beach. You know, they have those drink huts and all that, a lot of fun. But nobody is masking and nobody is social distancing. The whole idea getting together in spring break is you hope you're not going to be social distancing. We need vaccines down there. And DeSantis is simply playing politics with them. And you can play politics with a lot of things. Some people will do it with disaster relief. That's wrong. You know, the Republicans in the House, this is 20 years ago, when there was a hurricane in New Jersey, would not vote for disaster relief. The ones from the Tea Party states would not vote for disaster relief. Biden, the Democrats, immediately provide disaster relief for anywhere that needs it. Texas. Biden didn't take Texas, but Biden immediately went down there, brought him down some disaster relief. The only way disaster relief got there for the New Jersey hurricane was because Boehner was the speaker. He's from Ohio, and he put together a coalition of Democrats and moderate Northern Republicans, and they rammed it through and ultimately cost him his speakership. They squeezed him out. They put in the Hastert rule that said that anything the speaker does has to have the majority. support of the Republican caucus. What Boehner was doing was smart. He was ruling, so to speak, as speaker, and whatever he could do, the majority of the Congress, which involved a lot of Democrats. So there you have it. Manatee County, a commissioner and a developer texting, going, this is great. DeSantis is putting vaccine centers here and in places like us. That'll really help him with re-election 2022. People have got to remember that. Spread the word to your relatives and friends down there. We all know that that's what DeSantis was doing. But here we have an actual municipal official, a commissioner, flat out coming out and saying it. Flat out coming out and saying it. That requires an investigation. Unfortunately, the Attorney General of Florida is a Republican and very, very right wing. Very right wing. Okay. One other piece of good news today. Merrick Garland is liable to have a vote taken on whether he can be Attorney General today. Highly qualified gentleman, Court of Appeals judge in Washington, D.C., proposed for the Supreme Court by Obama, stonewalled by Moscow, Mitch. Now he's up for Attorney General. I think he has a good demeanor and he's tough as nails. He knows what he's doing. He passed the committee looks at it first, the Judiciary Committee passed it with overwhelming bipartisan support. A couple of lowlifes in the Republican caucus, Senate caucus, put a hold on him. Fortunately, the rules on that were changed. In the old days, they put a hold on you and you disappeared. You went down the hole. You really did. Now they can only hold you for 30 hours. So he's going to come up, and presumably it'll be today, unless somebody pulls a shenanigan of some sort. I'm hoping Ron Johnson doesn't do that, but even if he does, there's ways around him. There's ways around him. There's ways around Cruz, ways around crooked Lindsey Graham, Wormwood. And it may be that Merrick Garland will be confirmed today, the last of the big four. There are more than 20 cabinet members, but the big four are Secretary of State, Attorney General, Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Defense, and there's the only one of the big four that hasn't been confirmed yet. So stand by. It's very, very important. For one thing, the Justice Department has been demoralized. They had crooked William Barr in there, who deliberately would try to steer prosecutions. Remember, in some of the prosecutions, he would intervene, like in Roger Stone or Mike Flynn, and people, guys would have pled guilty. I mean, guilty. And the Attorney General say, well, we're going to withdraw the prosecution. And people quit. I mean, the whole Justice Department is absolutely demoralized. Absolutely has done nothing on voting rights, making sure that these various states are not going right back to the way it was in the 60s and denying people the right to vote, because they are. We know they are. You need an activist Attorney General. And, you know, we've had a number of Attorney Generals. The ones under Trump are no good. But even a lot of them under the Democrats, they've been good, but they ain't been Bobby Kennedy's, okay? They ain't been Bobby Kennedy's. They haven't gone out in the field for the troops. Merrick Garland is not a Bobby Kennedy, but his instincts are the same. His demeanor's a little different. He's tough, and he's going to do it. He's going to be exactly that way. He's got to be confirmed. And if any more skullduggery happens, plenty of skull. You know, Biden was swan in on January 20. This is March 10. He doesn't have an attorney general. That's historically unprecedented. They did it to just fool around, typical skullduggery. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.